The I guess the nearest thing that I can illustration I can give to you is the difference between say whipping cream and what are the other kinds of fresh cream?
Well, there's whipped cream, heavy cream, half and half.
Yeah, well, half and half. Half and half, that's half milk, half cream, supposedly. But there's a little screw on this centrifuge. And it depends on how you adjust this screw as to how thick the cream comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen cream come out so thick that it would just barely pour.
Oh, gosh.
You put it in the refrigerator and it wouldn't pour. You could turn the thing upside down and it's just hanging there almost.
Wow. That's like butter already.
No. It's fresh cream.
Huh.
It's no relation to butter.
Hmm.
But then I've seen this stuff that's about like half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Inconsistency. So it depends on how you adjust the centrifuge.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Us farm boys see things that city people, scientific things, they really are, but to us it's, you know, it's not.
Did you do your own veterinary work, or did you have vets come?
We had veterinaries come usually. Now, if it comes to neutering a bull calf or hog, let's see, oh, I've been lost my word, make a barrel out of him, a boar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done that.
What would you call a sheep that's been neutered? Do you happen to know?
I think you got me on that one.
You ever heard of a wether sheep?
I was going to ask you if it was a wether.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. W-E-T-H-E-R.
And a horse? Instead of a stud, he's what?
Well, you tell me.
I'm trying to think. Gilly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What do you call a female horse?
Well, a mare.
Mm-hmm. What do you call, what are some other names for a male horse that you use for breeding purposes?
Well, he's a sire, a stud. And if you're advertising him, they might say he's standing at stud.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever ride horses?
Not. Yes, I have ridden horses, but my father-in-law had a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go up there to visit him. And he said, well, I need to go out and check some cows out here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ride along? Well, yeah, you know. Try to be a member of the family or whatever. So, 10 or 15 miles and 8 or 10 hours later, maybe 20 miles, we get back for lunch. I couldn't hardly stand up.
I bet. Yeah, that's a lot of riding.
Yeah.